starting to pre-record my intros because I suck at this and it's awkward and horrible. But welcome back to a new episode of If You Know, You Know. I'm back with our OG guest, Brianna.
Hello.
She was our first guest and she's back. She was begging me to be back on it and I was like, fine, it's okay.
I sent her flowers every day. I actually followed her here. I wasn't invited.
Yeah, she just kind of showed up and we were like, okay, fine. We can give the mic to her. She can share her opinions.
Charity.
But she's back by popular demand too. I'm sure everyone wanted her back. And we have our friend Laura making her podcast debut.
My debut. Hello.
Welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
Are you excited to be on this podcast?
Very.
Okay, good. It's fun. That was not as enthusiastic as I wanted it to be, but
very!
Okay, good. Letting you guys know now, I've been wanting to do, like, a social media cleanse lately. Like, over, like, a weekend, like, not use anything at all. That's, like, really hard for me.
That
but
is going to be impossible for you.
I really want to do it. Like,
it's hard for me, too.
But then I was like, wait, I started a podcast about, like, celebrity news and, like, everything that's happening.
You kind of need to not do that.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know, that's going to be tough. But you guys were just saying that if I'm ever sick, you'll step in, you'll host.
We'll take over.
Take over by Brianna.
Talk about who knows what.
That'd be so fun.
I would be down.
So, let's see, maybe I'll do a social media cleanse soon, and they'll be on. So get to know them, get to love them, follow them on Instagram. Brianna's a little salty that no one followed her last time.
Yeah,
but
make me sound like a bitch. Great.
You should follow her. You're missing out on great content.
You are. Of nothing. I don't post.
I mean, you should follow me. I do hair, so that's great.
Yeah.
Just come to me.
We'll plug ourselves at the end.
Yes.
I don't like that word. I don't like saying that word, but it's fine. Okay, we're going to get right into our topics for today. Not a lot of news happening because, like, what's happening in the world?
Okay.
First up, Ariana Grande teases her new album is coming out this month.
Woo!
She tweeted that she can't wait to give us her album this month, and then she posted a link, and when you open it, it says, like, positions with two countdowns, and one is for October 23rd, which is, like,
in 2 days.
2 days, Friday. Ooh. And the other ones were October 30th.
That's the best day of the year. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, it is the best day of the year because it's Brianna Day. So
it is. It's true.
The birthday.
Everyone make sure to celebrate on October 30th.
Yes. Buy yourself a cake. Cheat on your diet. You deserve it.
Treat yourself for Brianna.
And treat me too. You know, I can send you my e-transfer.
She's open to taking e-transfers from
direct
everyone.
Direct deposit.
We're Canadian, so we don't do Cash App, but I'll send you my email for e-transfer.
Exactly. The Weeknd was also interacting with her tweets, and he was, like, retweeting them and liking them and stuff. So, obviously, a collab is coming. What are your thoughts on that?
Or a relationship.
Oh my God. I'd throw up.
That's a little extra.
To be honest, I don't really like The Weeknd. That's my personal opinion. I feel like he just sounds the same 24/7.
I feel like his features are good.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes,
like,
I like his
features.
Not bad, not bad. I just don't like him as a solo artist. Apparently, he's also not a very nice person. Which, like, makes me sad because he's Canadian. Sorry, Nat.
Okay.
I like The Weeknd. I just couldn't sit there and listen to an entire album.
No,
because, Laura's kind of right. When you listen to a couple of his songs,
it's
the same song's been playing for 30 minutes now.
They're a little depressing, especially the last album, because he's technically not, like, over Bella Hadid.
So sad.
But I like that music. Depressing music. That's my thing. So it's fine. But, like, they had that song, Love Me Harder, remember?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago now. That's, like, 5 years ago, I think.
Yep. Oh, my God.
That was good, though, so I'm excited. It's also rumored that Doja Cat is going to be on the album. Do you guys like her?
To be honest, I don't even know who that is.
What? Miss TikTok doesn't know who Doja Cat is?
Okay, if we played you her songs, you would know.
Yeah, correct. But, like, I don't know what she looks like. I don't know, like, her song would come on and it wouldn't be like, oh, this is Doja Cat. Like, I have no idea who that is.
I don't know how I feel about her, to be honest. Because I know she had that little, like, scandal thing happen with,
she's
like,
a little problematic,
being in the chat room with, like, the white supremacists or something like that, right? I don't know. I don't know, like, what happened after that.
I don't know. It was, like, a big thing.
Her music is kind of catchy, though.
I like her music. I really do.
Yeah, I can't really, I don't know.
I'm sure a collab with Ariana Grande is going to be good. Like,
I was thinking that same thing. I feel like a collab with Ariana Grande, that song would, like, be number one.
Yeah.
Do you guys like Ariana Grande? Like, do you like her music?
I'm, like, indifferent.
Yeah.
I won't listen to her whole album, like, intentionally.
Yeah. But, like, when her song comes on, I'll sing it. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't hate her. I don't hate her either. I'm just, like, I wouldn't consider myself, like...
Like a fan.
Like a serious fan, yeah. You know? Like, I listen to her music and I like all her albums and I always have, but, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. She's just kind of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I respect she's there. It. Also, rumors that Adele will also be dropping an album the really? Same night.
She fucking better. I've been waiting for an Adele album.
Yeah.
I do long. Like Adele. She's...
I love her.
I love Adele, too. And she's gone through, like... Weight loss. Yeah. Yeah, she's gone through a major transformation. Yeah.
Like, major divorce.
She's look. She looks so great.
Like, fabulous.
Yeah, she really does. Mm-hmm. I love her music. That's gonna be, like, a battle of the albums. For like,
real. But isn't she, like, young? How old is yeah. she? Isn't Taylor Swift older than her?
Yeah, I think what? So. What?
Like...
She is really young. I think she's...
Damn.
Yeah. Like...
It's surprising. I thought she was way older than she Same. Is. Same. Which is a good segue to our yeah. next topic, yeah. which is Kim Kardashian West turns 40 years old.
40. Damn. I woke Natalie up this morning with that good old message.
Which is crazy to think that in 2010 she was 30.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, my mind like, doesn't wild. Comprehend that she's 40. Yeah. Like, always in my mind, it's like, I think of her as, like, maybe 30, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, like, but, like, she also has, four like, 35. Yeah.
And been fully married for how long?
Yeah, like, 6 years now, I think.
Something like that, yeah, like.
Yeah, didn't she get married in, like, 2012 or something?
2014, I think.
2014. There you go. So, she's yeah. full into her life.
I mean, she looks good for 40, but she also has the money to look good,
yeah.
so.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd look like that if I had money.
Yeah, right?
I just can't, like, whenever I think of her, like, I know... I guess, like, subconsciously, I know she has kids and, like, she has four of them. But, like up front, when I think about her, I don't think that she's, like, a mom with a family. I just think of
Kim Kardashian.
No, because yeah. I'm sure she has many nannies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But she's 40. That's crazy. I don't know.
You want many nannies?
No, I just want to be her.
Oh.
In general. No, I don't want many
I wouldn't
nannies.
Want to be her. I'd want her money, though.
I don't know. Like,
that's what I mean.
I have such mixed feelings towards her, like... I feel like love her or hate her, like, you have to, like, acknowledge
that
she's, like, a huge influence.
Like, oh, massive. Absolutely.
Like, a huge presence and whatever, like, I
wouldn't
know.
Say I hate her.
No.
Me either.
I don't, I'm not, like, in the Kim Kardashian fan club.
No. Yeah.
Like, I saw a tweet that she retweeted, I think today, actually, and it was, like, this girl, I guess a huge fan that's, like, met her four times or, like, multiple times, posted all these pictures and was, like... Happy birthday to my idol. Like, I love you so much. You're so inspiring. Like, you're what every woman should want to be. And I'm like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Like, I do respect, like, her from a business, mm-hmm. like,
yeah.
standpoint. Definitely. Like, I think they're really smart in that sense. Yeah. And, like...
I think they're smarter than people give them credit for.
Yeah. That, and I feel like people hate on them because they think that they're not smart. But in reality, they're, like, unbelievably smart that... It's just
and I
crazy.
Know they have people like helping them out do like oh, helping them sure, out to do like, it but I also think it's a lot of them
themselves.
Like they've done it for how long like since the 2000s like yeah. they know what they're doing now they're like obviously. Experts
well, I don't know if I would necessarily say it's all them it's definitely Kris Jenner
yeah
she at this point like she laid a foundation that like made them so successful that they were able to pay anyone to
do
like
anything.
Help them with that business side
yeah
but like Kris is the real
The devil
pioneer.
Works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder. She is like, yeah, she's crazy. I feel like whenever I'm watching the show, which I rarely do now, I used to when it first started because it was actually good. It's kind of like falling apart.
Yeah, now it's really trash.
Yeah, but like I hate always when they're like fighting with her or like they disrespect Kris. I'm like, she has like got you guys so
Literally,
far.
She has, she created you.
Yeah, she
like,
made this.
In both ways.
Remember Drake outside, like, on CP24, like, when the Raptors, I think when they made it to the finals or whatever, and he's like, do you see this? We created this. This is what we did. Like, that's Kris Jenner. She
Literally.
Did that. Okay, moving on. Jamie Lynn Spears announces a Zoe 101 reunion-ish?
Finger quotes?
I'm yeah. so mad about this right now.
That, like, basically describes my feelings.
Yeah.
Brianna's, like, sigh about it.
Yeah.
Basically, Great. She's releasing a new version of the theme song along with a music video that stars a bunch of, like, TikTokers and, like, Instagram people.
Yeah.
Which, like, creating a new theme song, there's no need.
If you're not coming out.
But yeah. If you felt so compelled, fine. Create a new theme song as, like, a cute little, like, oh, yeah. Like, TBT, whatever. But to add these fucking, like, bro, what? Like, who are these people and why?
I can't stand it.
You ruined it. You, like, you tried and you failed and you just should give up.
Yeah. Like, I don't even see the purpose of it. Like, where is it going to go? Because it's just like, no song, no intro, whatever the heck it's called, is going to be better than the original. Yeah, it will not even, like level it will up not even, that. Yeah, like,
it just... No, but I don't know if she's making a whole new one or if she's just, like, re-recording, like, she's re-recording it now and, like, coming out with an...
Okay, but
which is, like, why? Like, give us an actual, like, reunion.
Yeah, like give me an episode.
With all these TikTokers in it, like, I feel like it almost won't be as successful as they think it will be just because they're crossing over, like, maybe not two, like, huge different generations, but, like,
kind of,
two different eras.
There's no way that Dixie D'Amelio was watching Zoe 101 when,
like,
she was in her
childhood. The TikTokers and their followers are going to be, like, I mean, sure, they're going to watch it. Why? Not because they knew what the fuck Zoe 101 was.
Because Noah Beck is in it.
But exactly. Yeah. And the people that did watch Zoe 101, like, our age in their 20s and shit, are going to be, like,
What is this garbage?
What the fuck?
It's disrespectful to our generation.
It is.
Right?
Like, oh my God.
So this is a little list of people who are going to be in it. I didn't mention some people because I really don't know who they are. Dixie D'Amelio, Noah Beck,
Lauren Gray?
I guess. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, wait. I think I know who that is.
JoJo Siwa.
What is she going to do?
She was not even born when Zoe 101 came out. I promise you.
Her, out of all people, her demographic is, like, 6-year-olds.
Literally.
I know.
So, like, what is this gonna... And then look at the next person. Say the next person.
Gigi Gorgeous.
Like, where do you get JoJo Siwa and Gigi Gorgeous?
Wait! Yes. The blonde one?
Yes.
What? Isn't she old, though?
She's, like... Yeah.
Older. Older than all these people. Like, it's just a mix of, like...
She's probably the only one that grew up with...
JoJo Siwa. Like, I swear to God.
She's probably the only one that maybe, like, was...
JoJo Siwa was in the womb when, like, when Jamie Lynn Spears was like, are you ready?
Yeah.
No, she wasn't even a thought. Like, her parents hadn't met yet. She was still swimming in her father's balls. Like, she wasn't, like, an idea. She was a mistake, I mean, like, in her father's heads at the time.
Harry from Too Hot to Handle is, like, our age or a little bit older. So
he's going to be in it?
Yeah. He probably watched it. Noah Beck probably watched it.
I don't like him either.
Is that an unpopular opinion?
I don't like him either.
I didn't like him in the show
either.
In the show, I thought he was such a fucking asshole because he, like, was so two-faced. He, like, did something and then went back to everyone else and was like, I didn't do it, and made Francesca look like the bitch.
Okay. I hated both of them.
I don't love Francesca. Yeah. Like, but that's what first fueled my hate for Harry. I just think he's such a fake frat boy.
Yeah. You're right.
I see your point. I do. I really, truly do.
Don't try and justify this.
But, like, have you seen his face?
Yeah, nothing special to it.
I can't.
I'm going to have to agree with Brianna on this one. He's not my cup of tea.
Fine, agree to disagree. I like Harry. If he was Canadian.
He looks like he would go to, like, Laurier or, like, Western.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
no masks, partying it up.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Also, I did not mention, but a girl from back in our time, our Justin Bieber days, Mrs. Chantel Jeffries.
Oh, my God. Wow. Every time I hear that name.
I forgot about her.
That takes you back.
Okay, I remember hating her, but I don't know why.
They got arrested together.
Yes, that is
recently. Back in the day.
Back in the day, that's when he had his DUI.
The scandal.
Correct.
Whoa. He was arrested with her.
And, I just...
But why did I hate her?
Because I feel like we just put the blame on her because we thought Justin was just so innocent.
He was an angel, meanwhile he was, literally, like, in on a bunch of drugs.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like we just blamed her because we're like, no, Justin would never. And, like, we just blamed her.
Okay, I remember in the first episode I said that I didn't blindly ride or die for Justin Bieber. I take that back. I did, in fact, blindly ride for Justin Bieber.
I remember you saying that in the episode and I was like, no.
No.
That's not accurate.
I take that back.
Also, it's gonna, well, like, on their little video, it included some of the original cast members, so, like, I don't really know what this is, and you could buy tickets to watch this, like, at, like, a VIP premiere, like, I don't understand what's happening.
Which, can I just say that I recently saw a TikTok. Remember Dustin?
Yeah. Okay, oh my god, I
saw. Have you guys seen that TikTok with Dust? It's Dustin's TikTok. Yeah. Well, I don't know the he's real. So, like, I don't know the real actor's name. I just know like the character's name.
Is it the brother? It's the younger brother.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. It's I saw Paul his and like all the guys were in it, and I was like, oh my god, Logan.
No, but do you?
Oh my god, Logan. He looks like a cracked out meth head.
I was never into him as a child. Oh, he was always like
he was my bad boy fantasy.
No, but have you if you actually follow Justin or whatever the heck.
Isn't he into like some BDSM stuff? He's like on his TikTok.
He's like so innocent. Go look at his TikTok. And like he looks like he has a trust fund.
I think he like subconsciously like was the reason that I deleted TikTok because I was like so disturbed by
yeah,
it. I was like, I need to leave.
Sometimes it'll pop up on my For You page and I'm like, okay, quite
I didn't
disturbed.
Know that.
Go, yeah, you should go.
I just saw the one video. Damn.
No, it's very disturbing.
He's very disturbing. Whoa.
Can you imagine him be like, get on your knees?
No, like that's exactly no,
that's
what it's
just,
like.
I think I'd smack him and be that's like, exactly. Who are you talking to?
And the worst part is that he looks the exact same.
He looks like a little mole rat.
He looks literally the same, except his face is a little chubbier. Like when he was a kid, like he had a smaller face. Like, he's
like
filled
he just,
out
like,
a bit
filled,
more.
Yeah. But, like, he looks the same. It's quite scary.
Zoey 101 was a time. That
oh
was a
God.
Great show.
Great, great, fabulous
I
show.
I loved it. Ooh. I can remember, like, certain episodes so clearly.
I just
first one is, I'm going to, like, list them all now because it's bringing me back. First one is when Logan got the three girls to be, like,
his
personal
cheerleaders.
Oh, my God.
Day.
Rejected.
Yeah,
rejected.
Yeah, you just got
rejected.
Rejected. Yeah, you just got rejected.
R-E-J-E-C-T-E-D. Rejected.
There's that.
Do you remember that one that's like, wake up, shake your
booty, wake up, shake your booty. Or the,
grab the
lotion. It's time to get in the shower. I don't know.
To give yourself a tan?
Yeah. So start the motion. Start the motion.
And grab the lotion. It's
yeah,
time
but then there's
to
also the
tan.
Shower
go,
one,
man.
Too.
There was that episode. Yo. I remember there was an episode with, I think his name was Michael. Was that one of the guys?
Matthew?
Yeah.
Maybe Matthew.
Oh, no, Michael.
Michael was
yeah.
the guy.
Yeah.
I feel like his real name was Matthew. Anyways, he, like, was trying to go on a diet or something, and they made these, like, potato chips that were supposed to be, like, healthy and be the equivalent of, like, a salad or something, and he would be, like, eating a whole bag of chips. And I was, like, I thought they were real when I was younger, and I, like, I wanted them.
I'm
like, I need those.
I think I vaguely remember
that. I remember that.
The other one that, like, kind of, like, scared me, but I really love the episode, is when that, like, detention school came to face them in the disc.
Oh,
my God, yeah.
Yes.
Frisbee golf.
Remember the episode where the sushi place caught on fire?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was devastating.
Susie. Wait, was it Susie?
I don't
How
know.
How did he say it? Oh, my God.
I think he said Susie.
Something like
that. Was
that.
Devastating.
Or, like, the fucking sassafras sea girl.
Cotton swabs.
Cotton swabs.
No, do you remember the episode where
I like sassafras.
You like sassafras. We like sassafras.
And then Logan and Quinn, when they started, like,
secretly dating.
Yeah.
Oh, my
they
God.
They were, like, fucking in the bushes.
That was... That was a moment.
There was
of, like,
no need.
Yeah. I know.
For them to be that touchy feely.
Yeah. Hold on.
For
I'm just
going to
say
show.
One more episode.
Okay, go.
Do you remember that episode where there was the one girl, she ate all of these nuts and she had, like, sucked all the stuff off
yes!
them, and she left
and
it
then,
in
like,
the bowl.
Nicole
and then
Nicole came back
yeah,
or something.
She started
Quinn
eating
did
them.
That,
yeah.
I think. And then Nicole came back and started eating the peanuts.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was
she,
disgusting.
Like, sucked the chocolate off
after,
it.
Because
she was
yeah,
like, oh, I don't like
that.
Peanuts or something like that. And then she was eating them and then she, like, puked or something.
Yeah.
And that
yeah,
was just
that.
Embedded in my
that.
Brain.
One of the most defining moments of that show for me, it was a very. Sorry for that brief interruption. Somebody let the dogs out, and it was getting pretty rowdy, so...
Like, literally...
We need to take a pause.
Literally let the dogs out.
I'm also going to mention right now that they are actually shooting Fast and Furious 17 in our town right now, and we're recording this outside, so...
In our
hear,
town. That is so sad.
Our town. Our little village.
Not even
village,
our city.
No, it's literally
our
a town.
Our village. Yeah, they're shooting it here, and if you hear Vin Diesel, like, revving his Honda Civic...
His, like, 2006 Honda Civic.
I apologize for the background noise, but...
Pretty much.
We'll work with it anyways. As I was saying, traumatic Zoey 101 experience...
Yes, go.
...in my childhood was when Chase was gonna tell Zoey...
He was gonna confess his love.
Yeah, he's gonna tell her that he loved her, And then he, like, ended up texting it to her, but she left her phone on the edge of the waterfall, like, the water fountain.
Yeah.
And then when she got the notification saying, like, I love you, the phone vibrated so hard that it went all the way into the fountain and,
what,
like,
a tragic
drowned.
Story.
I remember that.
And then he locked it up in the time capsule.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Tragic.
Anyways, that reunion sounds like trash.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do a reunion...
Overall, just not a good...
Do a reunion with the cast. Reunion. Don't add in new people. That's not
yeah.
a reunion.
Yeah, like, the original
cast... Didn't Logan go to jail at one point?
Probably.
I'm
honestly
sure.
Dustin should go to jail for his TikToks.
He really
Those
should.
Are just repulsive.
Don't give us a reunion with Dustin, please. We don't need it.
He's not wanted.
Okay, next topic's gonna be a little bit quick because I think I'm the only one who cares about this and the only
Sorry.
One who's watched it.
What is it?
Despite recommending this 1,000 times.
I'm on episode 2.
Okay, that's pretty okay. good.
I'm on episode 2.
It's better than Laura, but...
Sorry.
I've,
Ain't
like,
nobody got
I'm
time.
I'm paying for Crave now, so I'm watching
oh
it
Oh my god.
There.
Wow.
That's dedication.
So Euphoria is coming back this December with 2 bridge episodes. Zendaya announced that the show will be back with a new episode on December 6th. And it's because they can't film, like, a full season 2. So they film, like, 2 smaller episodes, I guess, that are just gonna be played in between, and, like, I'm happy with that. I'm satisfied. I'm ready for it. It's a good show. I think you guys would, like, do you like it? Did you like the first
like,
episode?
Like, do you really think
it's
I would, like, I would
Trust
like it?
Me, like,
I don't think Laura would like it.
No.
Yeah, I think, I was telling you more to watch it, because I feel like you would like it.
I watched the first episode. This
I
is
like
my
cheesy stuff.
Yeah, this is my second time watching the first episode, because I watched it on, like, some ghetto website, like that free website, and then it like crashed and I couldn't find it anywhere else. Now I'm actually like paying, but I watched the first episode again and I like it. I just don't know if I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna like continue watching. The first episode is kind of like, I don't know,
the first episode scared me. I watched Euphoria like when it came out on TV, so I had to watch it week by week, which is like the worst.
I hate that.
I couldn't just binge it.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Tragic.
It was tragic for my life.
First world problems.
Yeah. But when I watched the first episode, I was like, it scared me. I don't know why. It was like really disturbing. Like some of the content and stuff like scared me. And I was like, woo.
The only part that had me unsettled was when Jules went to that meet that man. Like, who was he?
Mick Steamy from
yeah,
Grey's Anatomy.
What the fuck?
He's in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was
I might watch it.
And okay, one thing that I'm still confused about, did he know that she's trans?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess like they fuck, but like I didn't know if she was like hiding it from him or like
yeah.
if he knew.
It's a little bit confusing, but it gets better and it gets really good, and like I love the music in it. I love the characters. And I'm excited for season 2.
Zendaya is a phenomenal actress.
Yeah.
She is
fab. She's so
she was great in Shake It Up. Honestly,
oh
10 out of 10.
She's like one of the Disney stars that like has really
done
like,
something
done
with
great,
her life.
Like transformation. Like mm-hmm. going
Look at
from
Bella
Disney
Thorne.
And like growing
like,
up.
Like changing her brand.
Yeah. And like she's doing like good stuff now, and like I think she's gonna continue acting in like yeah. major things. Well, like good for her. When she won her Emmy, I almost started crying because I was so happy.
I know
oh,
the
yes,
group
I
chat was
that.
Like,
it was literally Snapchats of me like screaming.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, excited for Euphoria. If you haven't watched it yet, watch it, catch up, and then we can talk about it together, or not.
Just like me.
Next topic. Heading back to our, we always come back to JV.
We always head back to the
our
roots.
Our life just
revolves.
You know,
yes.
he was a topic of conversation while I was having dinner with my family too. Like
yeah.
we were talking, because Lonely came on the radio.
Oh,
and we were
fabulous.
Like talking about him again. My family was like, oh, he's coming back. I was like, he never left.
Literally.
Literally, the level of fame he's reached, he will never leave. He will just, like, take a break.
Literally.
So Justin Bieber released his new single, Lonely.
Mm-hmm. Which I love.
10
Lonely
out of 10.
And Holy have been, like...
I
really
hope there's
good.
An album love. Coming that are, like...
That vibe.
Yeah.
That vibe. Like,
Agreed.
Not necessarily all slow like that.
Yeah.
But,
like that
kind of
type
like,
of...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel
mood.
Like... Yeah. That
yeah.
vibe.
Because,
yeah.
like, Yummy, no.
No.
His last album, I'm sorry. That was
yeah.
a shame.
Tragic.
And I think we talked about
it.
That
okay,
in the first episode
yeah.
briefly.
I also have awful taste compared to you guys, apparently, because, like, every time I think a movie is, like, so great, I'm like, guys, go watch it! And they're like, that is the worst movie I've ever watched in my whole life.
The four of us in the group chat are like, Laura, that acting
and was, like, I can't atrocious. Tell bad acting if it hit me in the face.
It's okay. I wish I had that life. Like, I wish I could watch things and be like, that was really enjoyable. Oh my enjoyable.
God. Anything entertains me. Sometimes I honestly feel like I'm 5 years old and, like, I'm like, oh my God, this like, is, like,
pretty color.
literally, ooh, pretty colors is exactly it. Like, oh my God, they kissed. I'm so happy. Like, that's actually me. Like, when, what was we talking
Did
about?
Did you like the kissing booth too?
Yes. Are okay. you insane? That's so good.
I watched it.
And to all Did the boys you? I loved before. Yeah.
It was enough.
Part two?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That was a downgrade from the first one, though. The first one was, I really liked the first one, honestly.
But so the was the one kissing was okay, booth, but too.
Like, yeah. I feel like when
they
you
They were both downgrades. They yeah. should, they would have
stayed better as
kept their dignity yeah. as just one yeah.
the one
like we don't need sequels for things like I'm sorry yeah. not, but I'm sure it made them a lot of money so
for, yeah.
for them
yeah.
it's fine but back to Justin Bieber yeah. yeah I listened to the song when I think it came out with the music video and I watched like the premiere of it on YouTube I don't know I yeah, just
I watched
caught it.
I watched it the night it dropped
and it seemed like really short at first to me and I didn't know how to feel about it but once I listened to it a couple times I really love it
I loved it from the get-go. Just, like, everything about it, like, the music video I found, like, really insightful.
Yeah.
Like, I loved that.
I love the music video because...
It literally, like, almost made me cry.
I was yeah, like, yo. I was telling Laura before, like, it was really good. It made me really emotional. Jacob Tremblay plays a mini version of him, and... Yes.
Did a great job. Good job, Jacob.
Yeah. I literally am in love. Like,
yeah, he's
I'm not
going
to say I'm in love.
I was going to say, a little young.
A little bit heartbreaking.
Like, he, did you, have both of you guys seen Room?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing
okay, Laura,
movie.
There. That's a good movie.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, yay. I have My mom recommended
he,
it.
That's the little boy from
yeah.
Room?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know.
And he was, like, incredible in that. He was snubbed for an Oscar nomination. Like, that deserved an Oscar.
Yeah, no, that movie
and you
was...
can act like that when you're, like, 6, 7 years... I think he was 6 years old or
I can't like, even... Like, I watched that movie... Okay, little side story. My cousin made me watch that movie with her, okay? Like, I used to sleep over there a lot when she was, like, still in college. I was like, I would use the excuse that we're both going to do work, and so I would just spend all day and fucking night with her. And we were... going to bed and she's like like we decided to watch a movie and she's like what like have you seen Room and I was like no because I don't do horror I don't do thriller like I literally it will keep me up for
you
days.
Don't do like creepy
yeah like I can't do anything scary like I'm such a fucking bitch and she's like no watch Room and I'm like that sounds scary and she's like no like it's actually just watch it
yeah
so we watched it this bitch falls asleep 20 minutes into the movie I'm left like no not like tears like she woke up because I was like like sobbing like Kim Kardashian ugly cry like disgusting
yeah
for the rest like the entire especially the end I literally bawled so hard
so good job Jacob Tremblay
he's amazing and he was in Wonder he's the kid from Wonder
I watched Wonder, too. Oh, Wonder was cute.
I feel like I went with one of you guys.
I think it's me.
Probably Brianna, yeah.
And we're crying.
Yeah, like, Wonder was very cute.
We went to go see Midsommar. Don't even.
Yeah, that's...
I am such a pussy lately. I cry for everything.
Oh, I cry
now.
For everything, too.
Okay, wait. Back to Justin, you were lonely. Sorry. I just have to say that part where he's like... he literally sounds like... Mason Ramsey, I mean, no hate to him, but, like, it literally sounds like that was recorded in Walmart, like, the original, like,
remember
you know,
when I used
he
to
just,
do,
like,
an impersonation.
Brought back, and, like, I just, like, every time I hear that part, it's just, like, why? Like, I just picture him, and I'm just, like, it's a great song, but I just can't,
I will admit,
I can't
that,
get over that part. It's, like,
that part doesn't bother me as much, but now you mentioned it, I'm gonna think
now
about
you're gonna
it.
Think, and that's what happened
well,
to me.
I'm not gonna lie, when I heard it, for the first time, I did think the same thing.
Right.
But the music of the song and the, like, verses were so, like, I feel like, okay, this is going to sound so fucking stupid because I did not know Justin Bieber. But I feel like because I was so invested in his life and, like, I was literally, I watched him go through all that shit and it was like, wow, it just made me so sad.
It really does. It really does make you really sad.
Yeah. It's a great song.
It is, yeah. 10 out of 10. Good job, Justin.
He performed it on SNL too.
Yes, and he looks so cute. And it was just
I haven't seen a
10 out of 10.
Like, I can't stress this enough. I don't know. He's like on another level.
Natalie is going back to her stand days.
Like,
okay, I will say,
I'm obsessed. He looks good.
Him in the Holy music video.
Yes.
I like almost passed out. And like I've been off that train for a minute now. You guys know more than anything. Since I've graduated high school, I've pretty been far off. I've been on the train going south, like, and that train's going north. And I, like, for the period of that music video, I hopped off and ran. Yeah. Like, Usain bolted it all the way onto the fucking north train. Like, I was like, wow. I think it was the dirt on his face. Yeah. I don't know what it was. But I was like, that's so good.
See, like,
he looked good.
Me, I think he looks super cute. Like, I'm so happy that he's, like, taking care of himself. Like, you know, that's great, whatever.
Laura's like, give us belief.
I am just not a fan of longer hair on men.
Okay, whatever. That's so
fine. As Natalie is, like,
honestly, I'm typically me neither, unless it's on a child.
You know, so,
but his
like,
hair isn't too
it's
long.
Not.
No, like, I thought it was good and
I
holy.
Just prefer, good. Like, this is just me. Like, I just like
a bald head.
No, not bald.
That's my friend. One
like
of my friends,
shaved,
like, bald man.
You know, like
weirdo.
A shaved, yeah. Like, regular, like,
a cut.
That's just me. I don't know. That's just me. Hate me.
I like
whatever.
A cut, G.
That's just me.
I don't know, but the SNL performance, his look, like, he was wearing a beanie and his hair was, like, coming out of it a little bit. And I was just like, I love it. Mm-hmm. I really do. He's on a good track now. I don't know. If he continues this.
God, I hope. I
might
want
have
him
to stand
to do,
again.
Like, another R&B album, but an R&B album mixed with the vibe he's been going on with Lonely and Holy.
I think that would be a good mix.
That would, I feel like that would be probably his, like, best album.
And I know he has his tour coming up that's still, like, is he gonna perform stuff from Changes? I don't know.
He better not.
I wish, like, he would come out with a new album now that's more chill and, like, the Holy and Lonely vibes.
Like, you're married, bro.
Just and do, like, I wish you would do, like, smaller venue.
Yeah.
Perform.
Never.
I know.
He could.
No one's
never.
Ever gonna do that. Why would you do that when you can make, like, tons more money?
I was gonna say the only way I could ever see him doing a smaller venue is if he, like, performed every night for a week. But even then,
he would never do
he
that
could
either.
Perform every night.
And the same people would go
every night for
night.
A week. At Scotiabank.
Yeah. But if he doesn't want to do it for money and he just wants to do, like, one night in Toronto and, like, Massey Hall again, like, that would be amazing. Like, albums like that.
Yeah.
That,
they hit
different
when they're performed
when,
in, like, an intimate setting.
When they're
agreed.
Not, like,
a stadium,
big
like,
production
and
it's, like,
acoustic, like,
versions. Yeah. Like, I don't care what anyone says. Believe acoustic is, like,
I literally
one
was
of my
listening
top.
To it, like, yesterday.
I love
that's, like, when I went to go, I went to go see him by myself, like, real low point.
I remember
life.
That.
I
wanted to, like, run you over with a car.
I don't
in
even
the
remember
smallest
you
venue.
Going.
I don't remember. It's like
I don't even think she asked us.
No, she couldn't.
I could only get one ticket.
She only got, it was like, I think one ticket per person or something like that.
No, I was on the phone with Ticketmaster outside of school. Like, we were in high school and I was outside of the school on the phone because I needed, like, service. And I was on the phone with Ticketmaster and my phone wasn't getting through online, so I just called them. I'm like, let's see if this works. And I was like, can I get 2 tickets? Because I'm like, I'm not going to go by myself. Like, that's not my that's my first, like, option. So they were like, I can only sell you, like, 1 ticket. I only have, like, single, which I don't get because it's general admission. So I was like, how can you only sell me one? But I'm like, okay, whatever.
They probably did it because it was such a small venue. They didn't want all the fucking, like.
Like, you're going to sell me 1 ticket? Like, now I have to go by myself?
Yeah.
People to, like,
so
buy
I was like, you know
up.
What? Like. I gotta take it. Like, I'm not refusing
this girl
this.
Literally
like,
went
by
herself.
It was
yeah, I literally wanted to hit her.
Yeah.
Hard.
It was a memory.
With a car.
It was, like, very memorable, I think, but, like, also at the same time, I forget that it happened.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know how that makes sense, but
yeah,
it was good. Next story.
On
Jason Derulo.
The smartest man out
can
there
can we
right
not
now.
Even give this too much attention? Can we, like, talk about it and
we'll
go
talk about
over
it for 2 seconds, because I can't give the TikTokers this much power.
Come on, guys. Like, okay, Jason Derulo is such a genius right now. Like, I don't care what anybody says. He, like, I'm not saying
Jason
that I like
Derulo.
Him. But, like, he is doing
Jason
it.
The who, though?
he is a genius. Like, he fell off the face of the earth. He As made he a few songs.
He should have stayed there.
That literally blew up so hard.
A this few guy... songs. What? Okay, Savage wait. And what else?
Can I see
and
the
there's
story?
Another one.
The story is that he took a bunch of TikTokers over dinner at Catch in LA.
Which is obviously. Creepy. You're like 40.
Yes. And he paid for all of their meals and drinks, drinks. And the check came out to $112,000.
There was,
so there's that.
I zoomed in and I put the TikTok in 3x, and there was two bottles of alcohol that came out to $36,000. Two bottles of alcohol. BRB while I pass away.
I guess that's like
away.
Normal mentality for like people who have money, but like I just, as a poor person, I cannot
but
like,
it's just
comprehend
weird.
That.
It honestly, it to weird. Me, it is it very is. Much as weird because it's not like you went and, but that's just it. It's not like you went and spent all that money on like your friends yeah. or whatever. Like, you're it's, how old is he? Like,
he's
30
spending the money
or 40?
On the people that made him the money because
I guess,
if you
yeah.
look
I mean,
at it,
I guess, but that's so. I don't know. To me, that's just so weird. Like, you're trying so hard to blend in with the and like
yeah.
give yourself clout. Through
people
these,
that are
like
20 years younger than
yeah.
you.
He's 31.
Really?
He's 31. So
like
if you look
older.
At it, like.
That's a lie.
He's 31.
Acts like he's 12.
Taylor Holder is 21. So that's like
that's
10 years.
Yeah.
Andres Lopez is, I think, also 21.
I guess, but I don't
I swear
know.
I've never heard any of these names in my life.
What?
Yeah,
oh my
I know,
Lord.
Me neither.
I'm
guys.
On my, I think I'm like a month without TikTok now, but.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. I don't
well,
know.
Well, anyways.
Good for you.
I was trying to calculate their tip and like
yeah
I just can't
they
even,
better have tipped good imagine it
at
comes
least
20% imagine that it came out that he it. Like literally tipped like $50 on that
I
bill
cry
Laura and I were talking about this earlier and we need to mention it now. I feel like TikTok is changing
The game in general.
Like, I feel like for majority of smaller artists, I would say, I guess, like, smaller people that you probably haven't heard of, like, their music's blowing up on TikTok.
Yes, which is good.
And, like, radios, that's all they play now is, like, TikTok songs.
Literally. All the time.
It's kind of annoying.
And
it
I feel
is.
Like
get
artists
away from
now,
it.
They're, like, trying, obviously they're going to be, like, recommended to do this as, like, a marketing thing and, like, to get sales, which makes sense. But, like, everyone's trying to make and put out TikTok songs.
Yes.
Like, they're trying to make it happen.
They're trying, yeah.
And I don't think that works.
No.
Because Justin Bieber did it with Yummy.
Yeah.
Drake did it.
Drake did it.
With
and that, I like that song aside from...
whatever the lyrics are.
Like, his purpose. That was supposed to be, like, a TikTok song. And, like, I'm like, no. Like, you don't
like,
get
you
to
just
choose
make
this
song,
what songs...
and then if it becomes...
Like, the TikTok people choose what... like, how your song
becomes.
And you know what? Half the time, it's not even, like... when you say TikTok people, it's not even the famous TikTokers that get picked to pick what. It's, like, just people that can make memes with the song a lot of the
or
time.
Or, like, a short little dance that actually goes with it. Yeah, for sure.
That's why I feel like I'm missing out almost, kind of.
I honestly think you should just re-download it. That's my personal
without
opinion.
Without it, like, I don't know what's, like, what are the kids listening to these days? Like,
oh
I have no
my
idea.
God,
there's so much stuff that comes up on my For You page that's just, like... it says 18 plus, but you really think a 7-year-old is gonna pass through it because it says 18 plus? Like, no.
Okay, you know that sound that's like, it's like a dramatic sound. It's like, still don't know my name. And people use it for like sexual
that's
videos.
That's Euphoria.
Tell
that's
me,
Euphoria.
Tell me why I saw a boy, I'm not even gonna call him a man, he's probably no older than 16, 17, do that with his cat. He like pushed his cat up against the wall and then had like the lights flicker and like that song, I'm like, are you about to, like, rape your cat?
You know what's funny?
Oh my God.
I was so uncomfortable.
You know what's funny? Just, like, a little side note. There's this guy. His name is Two-Turnt Tony. Oh and he just gets, like, drunk all the time. And his pet is a duck. Like, he owns a duck.
Yeah.
Right? But he's allergic to dogs and cats.
Okay.
Like, he's allergic to, like, their fur. So, like, he's literally had a duck, like, his whole life. So, like, that's just his pet. I don't know. And that's funny that you're saying that because he literally did it with a duck.
That's
and
weird.
He, like, pushed the duck up against the fridge.
What's even weirder... okay, continue.
And, like, part of his TikToks are, like, his mom yelling at him. It's like, Tony, that's disgusting! And, like, she literally is like, you're fucking gross! That's your duck!
Okay, that's kind of funny if you keep the mom voice in
like,
the back.
Like, it's so, oh my god, guys.
That's like a self-aware TikTok, but people who are like, doing like, in a serious way.
When I saw that TikTok, I was like, what the fuck? So, like, I was scrolling
is disgusting.
Literally, so I was scrolling through the comments, and people were like, oh my god, I wish I could be that cat. I wish I could be, like, in between and that cat. I was like, you're fucking disgusting if you look at that and get turned on. Like, that's actually disgusting.
The world I've seen and
people do that with babies. It's disgusting.
I've never seen this trend. I think this is after, like, post my TikTok time.
Yeah, I think it's,
It's but I know the sound that you're talking about, because that sounds it's, like, not right. No. Like, it should not be allowed.
Okay, so I'm definitely not re-downloading it after that.
That just confirmed Natalie's decision.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then there's this, last thing about TikTok. There's this one sound that's been coming on my For You page, and, like, oh, my God. It's a, I think it's Trainwreck by James Arthur. Do you guys know that song?
I don't know.
Maybe I heard it.
Okay, it's a beautiful song. Everyone should go download it and listen to it and learn it. It's such a good song. Anyway, they play in the, like, clip that keeps coming up on my fucking For You page. Everyone's like, oh my god, like, listen to the full sound. There's children on this app. Like, why is this allowed? Da, da, da. I was like, what the fuck? So I thought it was, like, you know when people just say shit to get you to click on shit? Like, I thought it was one of those. But I kept seeing them. So I gave in and I, like, clicked on the full sound and I listened to it. It's a portion of the song, and then after, like, that 15 seconds of the song, it's moaning.
What?
Like sex moaning.
And who sings it?
Okay, no, it's not James Arthur's song. It's not the song.
Okay,
it's
just
in the clip. Like, someone made that clip.
Oh, somebody made this.
It's, like, a beautiful song. Like, oh, I love this song. Like, and then it goes to that part, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, there are children on this app.
Yeah.
It's so weird. When people, like, older people come onto a kid's app and start doing shit like that, I'm like, you're out of place.
Yeah.
You're out of line.
When you sign up for TikTok, you put in your birth year, right? But I'm sure a lot of people, like, is there an age limit?
It's just like when we were getting Twitter. Like, my Twitter.
I caught Twitter.
Too young.
I literally think I was 11 years old, and I had to lie. And then I remember years later, I got an email from Twitter. Like, literally 6 years later, I got an email.
I remember you're messaging us
and
in
they
the
were
group
like,
chat.
They were like, we just found out basically that, like,
you
broke the rules and you lied about your age. Because I went to go change it.
Yes.
I went to go change it to 1999. Mm-hmm. I had it at, like, 1996 or something before when I started.
That's what happened to me. That's why I no longer have a Twitter account. Like, if you search me,
it
doesn't
exist. They were like, we suspended your account. Like, you're not going to get it back. And if you want it back, you're going to need to appeal, like, to get it back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'm addicted to my Twitter, so yes, I need it back. It's like a legendary, like, monument for me.
Yeah.
Like, that Twitter account's pretty famous, if I do say so myself. But anyways, I was like, I need this account back. Like, there's no way. Justin Bieber follows me. I need that, like, recognition.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
I lost
the
my
Justin
follow.
Bieber DM, too.
Oh my god, stop. I'll throw up.
That, like, is
don't you have two?
Memory. No one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You have two?
No.
Yellow Raincoat?
He liked that tweet, I think.
Oh, okay. But the one was about shots.
Yeah.
Okay.
The DM.
Okay. See, I remember this stuff. Uh-huh.
Anyways, I had to get it back. So it was like, I needed a guardian.
Amazing.
I needed a guardian to, like, be on my, like, on my behalf to get it back for me to say that they allowed me to use it, like, when I was 11. So I had to send a picture of my mom's ID and her birth certificate to Twitter in an email.
And you got it back, obviously.
And they're like, okay, we'll look after it, but we can't promise that you're going to get it back. And then, like, a couple days later, they're like, okay, your account's restored. I'm like,
frig off.
Anyways.
Never that
felt like
serious.
I was going to trial.
It's never that serious.
Like,
oh,
Jesus
my God.
Jesus Christ. I was 11 years old. I wanted to make a Justin Bieber fan account.
Like, jeez. Let me live.
There are people on there, like, literally spewing, like, hate and, like, racism. And, like, yet 11-year-old loves Bieber too much.
Well, like, Twitter has no restrictions, though. Like, that's the one app that, like, if Chloe, which I doubt it, like, my sister, if she ever decided that, like, she wanted to get that app, I would go to my mom and be like, absolutely not.
So, Twitter, when Trump was diagnosed with COVID and everyone was, like, sending him death threats, like, not gonna advise against that, whatever. They, like, put out this big statement. They're like, we will not tolerate people, like, wishing death upon anyone, blah, blah, blah. Any of that content is gonna get removed from our site.
No, it's
and
not.
I was literally like, excuse me? where were you when I was receiving death threats from Ariana Grande stan?
Oh my god, I remember that.
For saying that I hated her hair. Like, literally, people were attacking me.
In high school.
This was, I want to say literally, like, 2013, 2014. And she was at,
I think we're in high school, 2014.
Okay, maybe. I was live tweeting an award show, as always.
As always.
And I love Ariana Grande, like...
Like we said in the beginning, you don't hate her, you don't love her, like, it's fine.
But I'm going to critique people. You could be my favorite person, but if you're on a red carpet, like, you're getting critiqued by me, I'm sorry. That's when I step into my, like...
That's why she's going to work on E! Canada one day.
You heard it here first.
Hopefully. But I tweeted saying, like, she showed up, and her hair wasn't different than normal, and, like... I don't know. I tweeted that I didn't like it. I literally was like, I don't like Ariana Grande's hair.
I know.
And I got replies back from Ariana Grande fan accounts. Being one person said, I hope you die in a hole.
Oh my God.
Remember that statement?
Like, yes. I used that a lot with myself.
Like, die in a hole. Like,
it's like I'm literally going to die in a hole.
Something better. Like, I wish I got a better death threat than, like, die in a hole. Like, okay.
At least if I'm going to get a death threat, make it good.
Yeah, I think I remember extreme. People, like, coming for your character. Like, you don't need to make fun of her. Like, you're such a, a fucking horrible person. Yeah. And you were like, I literally just said I don't like her hair.
One person was like, I don't like your hair. And I was like, I don't like my hair either, sis. Trust me. Like,
you don't have to tell me twice.
And I was just like,
I am self-aware.
And I'm like, Twitter, where were you? Like, why did you not take this content down? I'm sure you could still find it on Twitter. Like,
literally.
Anyways. Moving on to our last little segment
of the podcast
called What I Watched. My list is longer than
everybody else's
because obviously I have nothing else better to do, and all I do is watch stuff. But
all I've been doing is binging Love Island for the past week and a half, so
I don't have time to binge.
That's like a good thing. Like, is when it okay, because I'm in school now, like, whenever I'm doing assignments and stuff, I need to have something on in the background. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, like, what it is. Something needs to be playing. So
that's why I FaceTime people a lot of the time.
I love FaceTime.
My boyfriend or my cousin. Yeah, because, not so much my cousin because she doesn't do school. But when I FaceTime Jeffrey, like, well, literally, he'll do work and I'll do work. And,
yeah,
like,
but it's just the
presence. And half the time we're quiet. No, but deadass. Yeah, because if no one's there, I'm not going to do anything. Yeah. Especially because I'm in my room. I'm going to lie on my bed.
Yeah.
No, sorry. I'm going to sit at my desk and go on my phone till my back starts cramping from punching.
And then you're going to
lie. And I'm going to go lie on my bed.
And fall asleep.
Exactly. So I need someone there to, like, keep me in line.
Yeah.
So first off, I'm just going to run through mine, like, pretty fast because we don't have time for this. No one wants to hear about it. First movie I watched is called Love and Monsters, which sounds really stupid.
It does. It does. A little bit. Not gonna lie.
But, Laura. Oh, is it Kissing Boo 2.
Okay. You know what? You know what?
Anyways, you might be intrigued by this because Dylan O'Brien is the main character.
Oh,
where'd you watch it?
Okay. Is it on
Don't
Netflix?
Come for me.
Where'd you watch it?
I watched it on like a sketch movie site.
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
It's not too sketch though. Send it over. Send it to you.
Yeah, please.
It's a really cute movie. Ooh. Like it like takes place after the apocalypse hits Earth, true. Like 7 years later.
Okay.
And people are like adjusting to live like whatever, and he's like trying to get back
like
to
something
his,
Megan would love.
Yeah,
Megan.
Like, watch this movie.
Megan, if you're listening.
And if you don't get back to me about this movie, then I know you didn't listen to this episode of the podcast. And
fake fan.
Fake friend.
But, yeah, so they, like, live underground in, like, bunkers. I'm not going to spoil it all, but, like, he wants to get...
Dad's going to watch it tonight.
He wants to reunite with his high school girlfriend. Because they were separated when, like, the apocalypse hit.
Cute.
And so, like, I don't know. His character reminds me a lot of his character in Teen Wolf. Like, it's very Styles... Stilinski character, which was like
goofy but cute.
Yeah, very good. And I thought it was gonna be a lot worse than it was, but it was really nice. Like, it was cute.
Well, Dylan O'Brien's in it, obviously it's good, and I'm gonna watch it tonight instead of work.
Support him. So I'll send that link to you.
Please
check it out. Watch it. It came out on like video on demand because like no theaters are open.
I was gonna say I have. Oh, so it's new.
Yeah, it's new.
Okay, because I've never heard it of it before.
Literally, I watched it.
Did they do promo for it?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Second, The Trial of the Chicago 7. I think Laura, I'm sorry.
It's
Laura
fine.
Will not watch it.
I'm not a movie person.
I think Brianna would really like this, and I think Megan would also like it.
Once again,
Megan, you better be listening. Literally. Because we're, like, name-dropping you here, and she's just going to be, like, never hearing this. I'm not going to spoil this because it's a real, it's based on true events from 1969. It's a trial of the Chicago 7.
What's the Chicago 7?
They were a group of, I guess, like, you can consider them, like, activists, like, different activists from different, like, groups or different areas of life or whatever, and they kind of brought all of these people to Chicago when, like, a Democratic convention was going on for, like, a presidential election in the 60s.
Okay.
And they, I think, went there to, like, peacefully protest and everything because it was around the time of Vietnam and all the, like,
the big wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were trying to, like, protest that stuff and blah, blah, blah. And violence ended up happening. But, like, the police kind of started it, which is, it is so timely.
Yeah.
Big shocker. Spoiler alert. The police are the, like, are the perpetrators. Not victims.
Especially in the States.
But, yeah, it's, I'm not going to say any more about it, but it is very, very good. And it's sadly, like, really timely and relevant. Like, it's like, the same thing is happening right
okay,
now.
Okay, so
like,
that was my next question was, am I going to watch it and be pissed off that nothing's changed?
Yes.
Okay, great.
But.
I'll still watch it, though.
The writer of this movie, okay, I'm going to sound, like, a literal, like, nerd about this, but, like.
Go off.
The movie critics coming in. I love the writer of this movie, Aaron Sorkin. He wrote The Social Network, Facebook movie.
Yep.
You've never seen
I've never seen
she
it.
Blew up the, you, she blew up the group chat with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Must have not
he wrote this, and, like, he's really good, but he does, like, optimistic kind of, like, ending, so, like, sorry for spoiling that, but, like,
no,
but it's a
okay.
true story, so whatever, but, like, it kind of gives you hope.
That's
about
good.
That, which is good.
So it won't make me
but
cry.
But also, this movie was set, like, 50 years ago, and we haven't progressed at all, so.
Oh, awesome.
Even though the movie ends on, like, a pretty optimistic note,
we've done
life, real life
nothing.
Does not. But you should watch it, because I think you'll really like it. Next one, you should also watch this, unless it creeps you out and you don't like murder documentaries.
Oh,
but
murder documentaries I love. I just can't do horror
okay,
movies.
American Murder, The Family Next Door. It's on Netflix.
Also, I've seen the trailers, like, for that, I think.
The Trial of the Chicago 7 is also on Netflix, so you can watch all
Amazing.
This on Netflix. But the murder documentary, it's nuts. It's creepy. It's so disturbing. It's, again, not spoiling this because it actually happened. A husband killed his wife and his two baby daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Yes. And he, like,
you know,
all of the footage from the documentary is footage that was, like, taken from police body cams.
Ooh.
And, like, the wife, the mom in the documentary who got killed by her husband, she is, like, a mommy blogger on Facebook, or was, sorry. And she would
this
post.
Recent?
It's happened, like, really? 2 years... it's happened, like,
within
2 years ago.
Within the last,
ago.
Like, 10 years.
It happened 2 years ago.
Holy
in 2018
shit.
In Colorado. And she would, like, avidly post on Facebook, like, videos and, like a blogger.
Yeah.
But not on Instagram, on Facebook. As a mom does. And,
stay-at-home mom, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And so, like, she detailed all this, like, portrayed this perfect life on Facebook, obviously. And that's, like, the interesting part about it is, like,
everyone was like,
everyone thought her and her husband were good and everything, and then her husband ended up literally, like,
killing them.
Literal murderer.
It's crazy. But all the footage is from, like, her Facebook. Like,
so I'm gonna watch it during the day.
Yes.
When there's lots of
the
light.
Yeah.
Or not. Like, it's really disturbing. And this guy, at the beginning, like, he's caught on the, when the police show up to their house because people were concerned about the whereabouts of, like, the mom in the one morning.
Yeah.
And then once they got into the house and the dad met them at the, like, he came back from work that day and came to the house. And, like, he's act, like, you see him on the body cam and he's acting like he didn't just kill his family, like,
well,
3 hours
ago. Well, obviously he's a psychopath.
I know,
so, yeah.
But, like, he seems, like, the way he's portrayed, like, up until this point is, like, he's, like, a nice, like, a perfect father, like,
yeah.
loves his daughters, blah, blah, blah. And then there's, like, cheating stuff that happens that, like, it leads
yeah.
up to the events of what happened. It's crazy.
So, like, was he an actual, like, diagnosed psychopath after this? Or, like,
I don't,
why did he
that's
kill?
The only problem with the documentary is, like,
was he just, like,
it
bored?
Goes the events of what happened and, like, leading up to it, but it doesn't really follow, like, it doesn't go into more depth about, like, what his motives were
so,
and
like,
stuff.
You don't know why? Or
it was basically, like, he, it kind of gives
live
off the
for
vibe.
This stuff.
I know,
I
it's something that, like, I've
it.
Been, like, researching more because I want to know more about this guy because he's literally a crazy person. But he had, so he was cheating on his wife,
right.
and then he kind of, it gave off the vibe that he wanted to, like, start this new life with this woman, And so he wanted his
divorce
family.
Is too much paperwork.
I'm like, yeah, like, get a divorce. Do not murder your whole family. Like, why did your baby daughters need to, like...
Yeah. Oh, my God, the poor
But the wife's family gave permission of all this, like, all her Facebook content and everything to be, like... They helped in, like, producing the documentary. Just to, like, see that... Because then he started lying and saying that she killed the daughters. And then, out of reaction, he killed her.
Wow.
It's crazy. You just gotta watch it. Like, ugh. I can't. Okay. It's crazy. Last thing, I've been rewatching Gilmore Girls.
I love Gilmore Girls.
Isn't it the best? It's like, Laura, you would like it, I feel like.
No, Laura?
Okay, you guys know that I've never watched it? Okay, cool.
I thought you were going to yell at me. I can tell by the fact that she was quiet. Because I feel like had you actually watched it, you would have had a huge reaction to that.
Probably.
I feel like you would actually really like Gilmore
100%
Girls.
100%, I would.
It's like so comforting. It's and just, like, it's a sweet show. Like,
yeah, it's a feel-good show.
It's not like, no one's going to get murdered and you're going to be like, oh my God, my heart's broken.
It's really good. It's like a really
It's good for the fall, winter vibes. Okay. Like, it's a
Maybe I'll
comfort.
Take a little
it's
dabble.
It's a good, like, comfy Caucasian show.
Okay, Laura, it's your turn. What did you watch?
So, a girl doesn't have really much time to watch things, but I did watch... But I did watch season 3 of Selling Sunset, and it was just...
Season 2.
I thought it was season 3.
Oh, I swear there were three seasons.
Three seasons there were? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was okay, like, maybe, yeah. And I just feel so bad. I mean, this is, like, happened so long ago now because, like, obviously. But, like, Chriselle.
Yeah.
And, like,
I actually, that took me by surprise.
Her ex-husband. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like,
I knew about I watched a show. So
that's
the thing.
Like, I didn't even see it in the news or any. I mean, like, I don't watch the news, but, like, I didn't see any posts about it. So, like, when that happened, I was so shook.
Yeah.
And then, like, the fact that she went to Christine's wedding.
Yeah.
Was like, you go, girl.
I fucking hate Christine.
Don't even talk about Christine. Let's talk about Davina.
I hate Davina
she
more
can
than
literally
Christine.
Go.
Because at least
like,
I can say about Christine. I do respect that she can be,
like
totally
she can,
awful to people, but I do think that she realizes it after, and she knows that she was being harsh, and she sometimes, I guess, apologizes.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that, but Davina, to me, is just, like,
she doesn't even know what she's doing.
She has no place, like, treating people this way, because, like, who cares about you?
Literally, I feel like she also doesn't even know what she's doing, like... I really don't
that
even...
$70 million house.
Yeah, like, for real. And she keeps saying, oh, I'm a broker as well. Like, okay,
then go
do
start
it.
Start your own brokerage and work by yourself.
If you really think that you can do this and you can do this house by yourself, this house alone will make you so much more money than if you stay with the Oppenheim Group. Just go off and do yourself. Use that money that you make from this house and start your own business. If you were smart, that's what you would do. Sorry, that's just my opinion.
Well, I think she actually did leave. Like, I saw in the news now that apparently she left the group.
I saw that,
okay.
Too.
Well,
but okay.
Maybe she took my advice.
I do agree that Davina's worse than Christine, but I feel like Davina is just, she works, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like, whereas Christine will, at least, Christine will come up in your face and tell you what she has to say, which,
she's very straight
like,
on.
Yeah, which I kind of respect because I'm similar. I don't think I'm that harsh, but, like, I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah.
But Davina will just, like, backstab you and just, like, throw you under
she's,
the bus
like,
whenever she feels like it.
Literally.
But I feel like Christine will... be so unnecessarily rude. Like, you can get your point across without being that rude.
Yeah.
Because she knows that she can just tomorrow be like, I'm sorry, I was being a bitch.
Yeah.
But her apologies to me are so insincere.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
think just really felt
any, there's
so
any
bad.
Sincerity behind it. I think she's a fakest, but I think she's just such a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, there's literally no other word.
I do admire her confidence, though. Like, she is, like... She knows what she's doing. She knows what she wants. And she, like, does it. You know what I mean? Like, with that $70 million home or whatever the hell it was. Like, she knew that she wanted to go in and she, like, took over. She basically took over Davina's thing. And she actually did something with it.
Her wedding was nuts.
Yeah.
Do you expect anything less?
No.
I know.
The fog and the snow and her dress. I mean, I just don't, like, I did not think that was her type. If you've ever watched a show,
it's not
like,
her type. the zeros in his bank account yeah. are her type.
But, like, she has so much money. Why does she need more money?
Because he has more.
I really want to know the financials of these people. Yeah. Like, how much does, like, Chriselle make?
I really like Heather.
I feel like Chriselle probably doesn't make that much because her houses are not that much.
Yeah, but she always sells in the valley.
Yeah.
It tells you on the show, the commission. Yeah. And sometimes the commission on these houses are, like, $100,000, $200,000.
More than what we would make in a year.
And I'm like, you can sell, if you sell two houses in the hills and make, let's say, $150,000 off of commission for each house, that's $300,000 that you made in 1 month.
Literally.
Now, times that by 12. These people have money.
I know.
These people have stupid money.
My favorite thing lately is to, like, this is so stupid, but, like naming a celebrity couple and then, like, guessing which, like, only certain celebrity couples and, guessing which one is worth more money. Like, let me give you an example.
Okay.
J-Lo and A-Rod. Who do you think has more money? That's hard.
J-Lo.
I would say J-Lo just because I have no idea who A-Rod is.
Like, I've heard of him, but, like, I haven't.
I didn't know he was famous. Yeah, I just thought he was married to J-Lo.
But he's also, like, now that he's, like, retired, he's, like, really into business. Like, he owns a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually do think J-Lo is richer.
I think so.
Because think about all this stuff. Like, she's what about acting, Shakira? Her acting, her singing, like, her...
Not to mention, J-Lo now is still big. She's still very relevant.
Yeah, she is.
But this is not her peak.
No.
Yeah. She's come down from her peak. Her peak was the
2000s. Yeah.
She still, I'm sure, is making some money off of,
she's
like,
getting royalties from stuff that she did in that decade. So.
Yeah. That's why I think she's richer.
Shakira and her husband's a soccer player.
So I mean, he definitely makes more because, like, she fell off the face of the earth.
But
their kids are really cute.
Who's another one? I sometimes think Kim and Kanye, but I think Kim is.
Or what about Beyonce?
I think Kim is worth more. Yeah, Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Like what? What? Who?
Jay-Z.
Who?
Yeah. Yeah. Because Beyonce. Beyonce's more popular, and Beyonce is extremely, probably one of the most successful female artists, I would argue.
For sure.
But, if I'm not mistaken, Jay-Z has his hand in not only music and other people's music, like, not only is he, like, kind of the boss for a lot of other rap artists, I'm pretty sure he has his hand in label shit. Like, doesn't he have his own label or something like that?
Probably.
Or, like, he helps run a something. He has something to do with a label, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Rock Nation, yeah.
Yeah, so I think just off that alone, Jay-Z makes money off so many other artists. Yeah. And so many. Yeah. And has been for years. He's been very, also very upfront because he's still, like, is very successful in his music, but since the 2000s, like, even maybe the 90s, has been very behind the scenes in the business aspect of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would argue Jay-Z makes more money.
See, now I'm going back to Kim and Kanye, and I'm like, okay, Kim has the show. Well, not that much anymore.
I feel like it's Kim.
Do you?
Just because, like,
well, I know Kanye hit a billion, didn't he?
Like, Kanye is a Kanye.
But I just feel like...
And he has, like... I just feel like... I don't know. I feel like, what does... I mean, I guess she has Skims.
But even still...
And her makeup. She does, but that's true.
Most of her businesses, at least the ones that are current, like, that she is still actively pursuing and, like, investing in, they're all very recent.
Yeah, that's very true.
She doesn't have any, like, business. It's been open for, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
And... other than her businesses, the only thing she's had is a show.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would guess that the show didn't... They've had, what, 14 seasons? I feel they only started to really make money off the last, like, maybe six seasons.
Okay, so... I'm gonna get back to what I'm about to say, but I just want to add that I saw that Kris Jenner said that, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is ending mostly because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that makes a lot of sense. Like, they do a lot of stuff... I feel like they document a lot of stuff on their social media, so it's like, what are you going to do in the show?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they say that they can make, like, way more money on Instagram alone than, like,
than
their
filming
show does.
A full-ass show.
Which is
and there, it's probably so much harder to film a full show than to upload an Instagram video that they probably just take themselves and whatever.
I would place money and make a bet that they can make the same amount of money in one episode, like a 40-minute episode, which is probably a couple days worth of filming.
Yeah.
And one picture on an Instagram story.
Yeah.
Not even a post. Yeah. An Instagram story. A picture. Not even a video.
Doesn't Kylie Jenner have, like, one of the most liked photos on Instagram?
I'm sure she does.
I'm pretty sure it's, like, in the billions.
The fact that she's, like, the richest one out of all of them is crazy.
Is nuts. Like, how do
like,
you...
Like, I understand it, but, like, it's crazy.
And, like, just put this in perspective for you. They're not only social media influencers. They're, like, actual, like, celebrities.
Yeah.
There mm-hmm. are YouTubers that I've heard of that, obviously, once they gain popularity and mm-hmm. now they have, like, a couple million yeah. subscribers, they can get paid up the to upwards of... $50,000 a post.
Like David Dobrik.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy is like swimming in money.
A post. Like, now this is people him. With like millions of subscribers, yes. But now imagine someone like the Kardashians. Just imagine how much money they could be making yeah. off an ad.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy.
It's very sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, wow. Makes me depressed.
Is. Like fuck.
Please recommend this podcast to your friends. Maybe like put it out there so I can get some sponsorships.
Yes,
make a
please.
Little bit of money.
Maybe. Maybe Kylie she can Jenner. Take us out for dinner.
I can treat you guys to
your first sponsorship.
$12,000.
Yes.
When you get your first sponsorship, we better all like get treated to like yeah, drinks.
Or we'll treat you to drinks.
Well, it won't be Catch LA, but like
it'll be like.
Oh, like a Jackass's fishbowl. That's yeah. all I want.
Honestly.
Okay, moving on to Brianna. What did you watch lately?
Oh my god, Love Island. It has my heart. I don't know why. Like, I said earlier that I've been crying to everything, and this is exactly what I mean. I cried during Love Island. Who cries yeah. in Love Island?
You sent us that Snapchat, and you were bawling, and
like,
I'm like, what?
And let's
what
make one thing clear. That wasn't the only time that I cried. Let's put
that
out
there. That
was
the only
there.
Time she exposed herself.
I don't know. I think it was, like, one episode right after, for those of you who have watched Love Island, one episode right after Casa Amor with, like, Johnny and Sally. Oh, my God. These names mean nothing
I cannot
people.
Relate.
But, I feel like you would love Love
I probably
Island,
would.
You,
but, like I said, who
it.
Has the time?
I know,
not
but
me.
You should make the time. You make the... Call in sick and yeah. binge. Literally, it's such a... Johnny and Sally and Caleb and Justine, I want to be their friends.
Were they the ones that won, Justine and Caleb?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
you
then
win?
Johnny and Sally came in yeah. second place. Yeah.
Do you win $1 million?
Isn't it
you win $100,000 okay. that you get to choose to either split with your partner or not.
Imagine.
So they each walked away, like, the yeah. winners walk away with $50,000. Which, like, is great, yeah. But it doesn't, at this point, like, if you become America's favorites with, which Johnny and Sally and Justine and Caleb, pretty much, they were a friend group. Like, mm-hmm. it was kind of like the four of them. And, like, they were friends with everyone else, too. But it was, like... Those were, like, the main four. And if you're America's favorite, it's not even, like, even if you win or come second, it's not even, like, the prize money that you get. Like, yes, you get that, but you get so many. You get Instagram followers.
Yeah,
you get
opportunity. That's,
you,
like, that's
yeah,
what
that's what it
is.
Like, your opportunity, oh, my God, it's crazy.
That's, like, The Bachelor. I've been watching The Bachelor for, like, over 10 years now, and the way it's changed in the last, like, 5, 6, 7 years, it's crazy. Like, people, I know people, like, people go on it just to, like, okay, maybe they find their future husband, yeah. wife, or
they go
the
on
worst
it.
Is, like, yeah. you're an Instagram influencer. You get,
literally.
Like,
especially if people like you.
Yeah.
Especially if people
exactly.
like you. Like, I think Sally, the girl, a part of the couple that came in second, she, prior to the show, was, like, a legal assistant or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, like, quit your day
like,
job.
Like, she's a beautiful girl, and clearly she's not stupid.
Yeah.
She's, like, I watched a Q&A that she posted on her YouTube video, YouTube channel the other day, and she was literally, like, I quit my job to go on the show.
Yeah.
And I feel like any parent would be, like, oh, my God, that's crazy. But I literally looked at that, and I'm, like, yeah.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
I.
Literally.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is a risk I would 100% take.
Yeah.
If I had, like, her body, if I was, like, skinny and pretty, I would 100% do that.
100%.
What the hell?
That's why I'm, like, I look at, as much as I, like, hate on TikTokers and blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
I am, like, take, for example, Charli D'Amelio.
I was just about to say her.
Like, do you know how much
she's
money
she's about
her
to
and
hit
100
million
from
followers?
From TikTok videos.
Like, I know.
Like, I hate on these people, but then I'm like, honestly, they're the smart ones.
Like, they are.
If you can
like
make
Jason
that much
Derulo.
Money from doing that, why wouldn't you?
And I feel like the older
like,
generation looks at it and they're like, these kids, like, it's just
yeah,
followers. These
don't
followers
understand.
Don't care about
yeah.
you. Da, da, da. And it's like, I'm aware. I
yeah,
like,
but it's not about
we
that.
We know that
it's
the followers don't care, but that's just it. It's about building a brand.
Yeah.
It's about starting with getting a lot of followers, gaining popularity, creating a, if you could do this, you're golden.
Yeah.
Creating a fan base that will ride with you through anything. Just like Ariana Grande has, just like Justin Bieber has, just like Demi Lovato has. Any huge artist, Justin Bieber, like, would could kill someone. And someone would, people and would people still would be, still follow him. Like,
it's
like,
a crazy world we live in, but it's pretty cool. I don't know. I'm not, like, I mean, I'm literally studying media studies. Like, I'm not the one to criticize this stuff. Like, I like, respect it and, like, I appreciate it. I'm like, okay, like, if I would do that, if I could do that, I would do that too. Like, I don't know.
Like, I'm just going to throw in there that Charli D'Amelio is at 94.4 million followers.
Holy shit, I didn't know she had that many.
She has 7.
Most celebrities on Instagram don't have that much.
She has 7.3 billion likes. How many people are in the world? 7 billion people in the world. Justin Bieber quote. There you fucking go. That is literally, like, I mean, obviously it's not one person per, you know what I mean? Yeah. But she has the whole world, basically, that liked, like, that's insane to me. She's literally, what, 17, 16?
Well, one thing, like, I'm looking at her profile right now. Laura has it pulled up. And, like, her DP is Black Lives Matter.
Yes, I don't know what she's going to do when she decides.
She's very mature for her age. I'm very impressed with the way she handles herself.
There's one thing that I actually, I don't follow her. I don't really watch her videos. I watch the odd one that comes up on my For You page. But I feel like she, I've, it's not the first time that I've, like, heard of people talking about, like, her being vocal and, like, shit like that on like, social justice issues. And I'm, like, for her age especially,
she's 16.
Impressed with the way she, like, uses her audience and her voice.
And that's why she's, when I say I hate TikTokers, I'm not talking about her. Like,
her, you're talking about Bryce
her
Hall.
Sister too's, okay, but, like, her specifically, like, she's 16, and I just, like, was so impressed by the way she, like, I don't know, you get all that, like, stardom in, like, such a short period. It it's been, like, just a year, I think.
Yeah, literally.
And, like, your life has completely changed, and she still seems, like, a normal 16-year-old.
Like, she literally...
Like, as crazy as that sounds. Me either. That's the worst thing to see is, like, you getting that stardom, and then it just destroys you.
Yeah.
One person that I really, like, admire for the way he's, like, turned his internet, like, persona into a career is David Dobrik.
Yes,
like,
oh my,
he's, like, the
math,
like, I can write.
He literally is unreal.
I almost wrote my, like, thesis paper this year on him because I was, like, there's so, you could talk about and analyze so much stuff. Like, he's gone from making vines to transitioning to YouTube, and he's the only one that, like, came up with an idea, like, to make 420, like, just a that, short thing. The way he edits it is, like,
yeah,
it's, like,
it's
a
perfect
full, like, TV show.
Literally,
TV
there was
show.
I binged every single David Dobrik vlog when quarantine started. He has, I believe, 400 and something vlogs, or maybe more than that.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe like 6. I don't know.
Yeah.
I watched every single one, no word of a lie, and there were times where I was watching the vlog, and I'm like, there's no way this is only 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
You click pause, and you're at, like, a minute 20.
Literally,
like,
I was
what?
At, like, 2 minutes, and I'm like, I feel like I've been watching this episode for, like, 15 years just because, like, he gets so much into the episode.
It's so entertaining.
And it's like, but that's the thing. Like, it's so entertaining. He gets so much in, but it's not even, like, it's overpowering.
Yeah, no.
Like,
well, that's what, if you've watched any interviews that he's done, he said exactly that.
Yeah.
There's a reason that he keeps his videos short. And it's so, he could, like, because he, when he films, it's not like he just films for a day, a couple hours, and he has a 4 minute 20 long video. Because he could very easily do that. But he films over the span of, like, a couple days because he's like, I want to keep my videos short so that it's all,
it's
like,
so
boom,
concise.
It's all like
action-packed.
It's not
nothing like, that you're going to be bored of and,
no,
like, exit
it's
the
like
video.
So,
like, you don't have a chance
intriguing.
To.
Yeah. And I love it. And you know what? I think he's such a smart guy because he also, I'm pretty sure he said this in an interview, where he's like, I'm aware of the direction that social media is going in nowadays.
Yeah.
People don't have the attention span
to watch.
Yeah.
I cannot
videos.
Watch.
I haven't.
And, 10-minute videos.
And you know what?
YouTube,
he's absolutely right because I'm kind of ashamed to admit this, but I love, like, long story times and stuff too. But even when I play those, it's not like I sit there and, like, just watch. Like, you're I'm doing something else. Yeah. I'm listening to it. It's like a fucking podcast for me. Even if I watch a TV show, Jeffrey's always like, can you put your fucking phone down? Yeah. Because I'm playing a game. Like, social media's turned me into, like, someone with ADD. See,
and, like, that's the thing, too, why I think TikTok is so big. Because your minute, your video is a minute, and a minute or less, and, like, that's it.
I don't watch any YouTube. Like, I used to
watch YouTubers so many YouTubers.
And I don't watch any of them.
I literally have it open.
David Dobrik was the last one, and, like, I'm sad that I honestly don't think he's gonna do his vlogs anymore.
I will
like,
cry.
I know he wanted to kind of, he didn't want to be doing them, like, regularly anymore. And then I think when this whole, like, pandemic hit, it was a perfect opportunity for him to kind of, like, phase out of that. Yeah. But
what else is he gonna do?
But he's made, this is the thing, like, he's made so many connections with, like, actual people in Hollywood, not, like, internet people.
Well, because he has his podcast.
Which I love.
Yeah, so it's Views.
Views. I love it.
If there's one podcast you can like better than this one, it's Views. We'll, like, allow that.
That's the only one, though.
Yeah. There's three YouTubers that I watch consistently where I will watch almost all videos, and it's David Dobrik's one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, like, he's just made so many good connections, and he's never, like, I also love him giving away so much.
Yeah, like it's unreal.
Of his money and, like just, I don't know. It's, like, doing.
And his videos are so genuine because they're always with his friends. Like, when he does collab with someone, it feels like
they're only in it for, like,
three seconds.
They're only in it, like, if he's a celebrity in it, they'll be in it for, like, literally 30 seconds. Yeah. And that's it. And I just feel like he's gonna really, I know he wants to be, like, he kind of wants to be, like, a talk show host. Like, he would love to be, like, next to Jimmy Fallon. And I think he's really setting himself up for, like, I think he's gonna do good things.
He would be so good
at it. He's already hosted, like, some smaller shows I know of. And, like, I just think that he really did it right.
He did. Like, I really do think that he did.
He's really transitioning. Like, a lot of these people become celebrities online, which I don't really count as, like, traditional Hollywood celebrities. But he is, like,
I call those people influencers. Yeah. Yeah. They don't get the celebrity
title.
He's,
like, merging into, like, leveling up to, like, Hollywood celebrity. I think he, I think you can already say that, because look how many, like, celebrities he does work with. Mm-hmm. Like, the Borat video.
Like, literally.
Which, you guys sent that, and I watched it, because I, like, I love his videos. Yeah. But I don't know who that is.
What?
You've never seen Borat?
No.
Borat. Like, the
joke. Just because you say it more doesn't mean I'm going to know who it is.
Have you ever heard, like, my wife, very nice?
That one, yeah.
Okay, you should watch Borat. Recommending that to everybody. Because he's coming out with a second movie. That's why he did this video with David to, like, promote it.
Oh. Oh,
my God.
It's Sacha Baron Cohen, and he plays, like, this, like, character from Kazakhstan.
Oh, my God.
But it's funny. He, like,
he fucked up David's door. David's Tesla door.
Yeah, that was definitely planned.
Yo.
Yeah, I think David's, like,
David's like, just do it. We got another just do one it for the story. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, but
anyways.
Well, that turned into more interesting news than I thought it would be. But I think
we went into this not knowing what was gonna happen.
Oh, I was like, let's make this episode a little bit shorter this time. All the episodes are like over an hour. I'm pretty sure no one wants to listen to that. Listen to us talk for that long. But I'm checking the timer and it's at 1:22. So I think so. Bye. Wrap it up. And do you guys want to plug yourselves now?
Yeah, Laura, you go first.
Oh my God, do I really want to do this?
Laura, where can we find you? Just give your Instagram.
You can find me at lauras.hair.design on Instagram.
Go to her to get your hair done.
And follow her main account.
Which yes. And follow my main account. It's I can't do that, guys.
It'll be linked below as well, so.
Okay, well, follow me.
Follow Brianna this time.
Follow me.
This is a threat.
Oh my God, no, it's not a threat. But you should still follow me on Instagram at Brianna Figueredo, BrianaFigueredo.
Maybe that's why nobody She's followed you.
She's got this memorized.
Because your name is so long.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
if I wasn't friends with you, I'd have to pause the video after every letter.
It'll be, pause. That's why the pause button's there.
It'll be typed out below, so you can follow them. Don't even follow me on my personal account. Like, follow me on the podcast account. Yes. I need more followers. Like, sorry, but I do. So if you want celebrity content on your Instagram, follow If You Know Pod, and get your daily dose of pop culture. And Natalie. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for joining me on this episode.
Thanks for having us.
Hope you had fun. Hope you're not freezing outside.
It's okay. My hand's cold.
The Fast and Furious set kept me warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the train.
It's some really hot lights. Their lighting's pretty good, so I hope you guys come back soon. You're my only friend, so I'm sure you'll be back in like 2 episodes.
Nah, you gotta get Adrian and Megan on here too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well,
calling you bitches out. Come.
Yeah. Please come. I need people. Okay, so we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.